state something plainly, if only to correct my own discipline. I did not expect to find a place. This is Record 11, filed between the first and second sites named in the Council's authorization. I have secured what was recovered: ash sample, gold fragments, the broken phonolith plate, logged, sealed, and stored for careful return. And only now, with my hands occupied by procedure, has the thought fully reached its rightful weight. A settlement built for gathering does not belong to a world that has always been empty. I left the first site at mid-morning, not because I had finished, but because evidence without context becomes a story people will rush to complete, and the archive has taught me the danger of completion. The field runner carried the cases without complaint. Its hum remained disciplined. The copper channels held their warmth. The Council's seal, however, behaved differently. It did not simply rest in my satchel. It responded. At certain junctions, where the old engineered road split into two equally plausible directions, the seal cooled, not cold like metal left in shade, cold like a decision withheld. When I chose the other path, it warmed again, as if acknowledging compliance. I tested this twice before I permitted myself to name it. The seal is not merely authorization, it is instruction. The sealed road behaved as it did on the first route, cohering while I committed to it. But the coherence now carried a second quality: evaluation. Stone seams aligned with unnatural certainty, then relaxed when I hesitated. Wind currents narrowed into steady corridors, then broke apart into ordinary gust when I stopped to map their direction. Even the field runner's hum found a cleaner pitch when I followed the indicated way, and slipped half a tone when I pressed against it. It was not dramatic. It was precise, as if the road itself preferred not to argue, but was willing to correct me if I insisted. The first consequence was small. I tried to take a turn the seal resisted, only to see what would happen, only to confirm my own suspicion. The runner's steadiness dropped, not a failure. A momentary dimming in the cinderstone chamber's pulse, like a breath held too long. The road did not throw me. It did not punish me. It reminded me, in the only language it needed, you are being allowed through. Do not confuse that with control. I am accustomed to institutions that guide without admitting they are guiding. The archive does this with index structure. The council does it with boundaries. It appears the land does it as well. This is not the frightening part. The frightening part is that the guidance feels practiced, not improvised, as if it has been doing this for a very long time, and I am only the latest in a series of permitted crossings. The approach to the second site felt different from the first. The air grew cleaner, less dust, less organic decay, more stone-cold clarity. The road narrowed into a corridor cut through old engineered walls. Cinderstone housings appeared at intervals, recessed, intact, holding their glow with disciplined restraint. Not for travelers, for procedure. I reached a structure that should have been a ruin. It was not collapsed, not shattered, not overgrown. It stood as if it had been maintained, then emptied. A building shaped like an archive, shelves visible through broken apertures, reading bays, catalog alcoves, everything in its place except the records themselves. An archive without paper, an archive without ink, an archive without voice. I did not enter immediately, because my mind supplied the wrong comfort, that emptiness means safety. Emptiness can be engineered, and engineered emptiness often has rules. I checked the seal. Warm. Permitted. I checked the runner's storage compartment, still holding a faint heat in its copper channels, still steady. And I became aware of a caution that did not feel like fear, exactly. More like the body remembering that some rooms do not want witnesses. This is Record 11, filed under filter. I have reached the second site. The first settlement should not have existed. The road has made it clear that my presence here is conditional, and this building, empty, intact, deliberate, suggests that what was erased was not erased in panic. It was erased with method. In the next record, I will cross the threshold. Listen carefully. Some silences are simply absence. Others are containment.